Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Okay, all right. John Potter live and local. We have 5 pairs of tickets to the 10 p.m. show on the 13th at the Carson Nugget, where Jamie Lissau is taking the stage. Hey, Jamie, morning.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, nice talk to you, my friend. You're a very big deal. I'm so honored. We all see you on Gutfeld all the time. Funniest guest on that show. You're doing movies. You've been on all the late night talk shows. You had that 2 seasons of the Netflix show Real Rob. Welcome. Have you been to Carson City before to play at the Nugget? I think you have, haven't you?
I have. Last time I was there, we did. And by the way, that was very nice of you. Thank you very much. I don't feel like a big deal. I feel like the same loser from 10 years ago. It's weird. I feel no different. But thank you. It's very kind. I've been to the Carson Nugget with Dean over there. We did it. We did 2 shows probably about 18 months ago, and it was packed, and we couldn't add a 3rd show at that time. But I'm very much looking forward to coming back.
You know what I appreciate about you, and it's a real talent. You are so funny and self-deprecating at the same time. I don't know how you find so much humor about, say, divorce. Now, what are some of the things you say about divorce?
There's a lot there. And first of all, a lot of the self-deprecation comes from, it's very easy. You just are born with no confidence. That's my secret. And then, by the way, we talked a lot of crap about my ex-wife on the Gutfeld show, but I want all your listeners to know that everything I say is just jokes based on facts. You know,
well,
just silly stories I make up based on actual events. But it's you know what, man, I'll tell you the honest truth. I feel like all the quote unquote bad things that happened to me, divorce, and that's obviously painful, and living in Alaska, which I heard you guys just now saying it was cold in Reno. I'm dying to know what that means in Reno, because it's 30 below zero in Alaska right now. But it all turned out, like, I don't know if people would connect with me as much on Gutfeld if it wasn't for those things that I had gone through. Not to be serious for a moment.
Well,
but
right.
I think it's some of that stuff that causes the relatability.
Oh, so many people out there divorced and everything, but you got people intrigued now. What are you saying about your ex-wife? What is that routine all about?
Yeah, so by the way, we do get along when you're divorced and you have kids. You got to learn to co-parent. And so, not even kidding you, we still communicate. She actually texted me right before I got on the phone with you. Let me just see what it says here. It says, screw you. It's so we still communicate just like we did when we were together. And I kind of talk about how it's okay if we make mistakes. And my first marriage was a bit of, as they say, as Trump would say, a bit of a mulligan. And I was married for 16 years. It felt like 19 with a wind chill. But all good things came from it, man. All good things. In the divorce, it was a little tough right away because, they get half of everything, right? And I lost. She got the punchlines and I got the setups. So it's been a journey of building it back up.
Well, okay, you're on Gutfeld, and so obviously that means you also, and I'm speaking to people who may not be familiar with you, but you do political humor, which is great. I've often said that the one great thing the right has are very funny, funny shows and great comedy poking at the other party. The other party doesn't have that. They don't have anything like that on CNN or MSNBC. Fox has some great comedy based on the foibles of our fellow Democrats out there, the Democrats on the other side. So how hard-hitting are you with the political humor? I know you can do a lot of stuff on things like Hillary Clinton and stuff like I've seen before, but you had heyday during the election, I'm sure. What are some of the things that came out?
Oh my gosh, man. By the way, very well said. You're 100% right. I feel like there's a lot of funny people on the left. If you look at, all the hosts of all those late night shows, those are inarguably funny guys, right? Like Kimmel and Fallon, they're not funny guys. But I think what happened was it was no longer a hidden agenda. It was an agenda, and they would spend their monologue time sort of trying to make points, which if half the people watching or I don't know, 53% based on voting. I don't know if that's the accurate number. If half your audience kind of believes the other way, well, let's make fun of everybody like Carson did. And I think that that's what Gutfeld provides for us, is this way to, I kind of have a, it's not a guarantee, but I'll tell you something. If you were to bring, if you were to be right-leaning, and like in my marriage, man, like we differed politically. Like I leaned to the right and she left. And I feel like I can almost guarantee that if you brought your neighbor or your spouse with you that was extremely left-wing, I'm not going to say they're not going to get annoyed at me, but it will be in the last 10 minutes. And I also feel like I'm pretty silly with how I make fun of people. I don't make anyone feel stupid. I strongly believe that we have a president now, and I would love us to kind of get along and come together and go, this is who won, and this is who our president was. And I, you know, I even do some jokes about the, you know, the failed assassination attempt, which I think any side of politics, we better be happy as Americans that went the way it did and Trump is okay. And I think no matter what side you're on, I think that you got to admit that Trump is a badass after watching him, how he reacted to that crazy situation. If you remember, he gets shot in the ear, he goes to the ground, Secret Service piles on top of him, and then Trump, a couple seconds later, goes, hey, grab my shoes, would you? He's like, how expensive are Trump's shoes? He's like, my skull's okay, where are those new shoes I bought? And I was just thinking, man, I would have not behaved, I don't think I would have behaved that well in that situation. I would have been like, hey, could you guys grab the poop that fell out of my pants there? You don't have to bring it to me, just get it off the stage. But I feel like I hopefully, I'm with my fiance right now, and we don't agree on everything politically, and she feels like I respectfully, when we make jokes, we do it out of fun. I don't think anybody's stupid. I think people were misled. Even Kamala, I feel like, I don't know, maybe there's a person in there somewhere. If she'd gone on Rogan, maybe we would have seen that person. But the way it is right now, I think we just got talking points, and no one wanted to vote for a robot.
I think that was probably her biggest mistake, not going on Rogan, not going on, well, she only went on what? Al Sharpton and 60 Minutes, which doctored her answers. You made me kind of sad talking about people like Jimmy Kimmel, because I thought he was so funny. He, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with his uncle and Sal and all the bits they did.
Yeah.
And now we're all brokenhearted when we watch our late night heroes, because now you watch Kimmel and he's angry and he cries. And what the heck has happened? What the heck has happened?
Right.
And Colbert will have a smile on his face, but what he says is just downright vicious. There's no comedy there, my man.
Could not agree more. The only times I ever watch Kimmel and Colbert is when we make fun of their clips on Gutfeld. That's the only time I watch them, is when we replay the clips on our show. And I heard that their ratings go up when Greg plays their clips on our show, which I think is so funny. But I couldn't agree more with you, man. I just feel like at some point, even though we are on Fox News, Greg will have anyone on. You absolutely are not told you can't say this, you can't say that. It's freedom of speech. It's absolute freedom of speech. I think it's the way it should be. And I also feel like maybe even more so than other comedians on Gutfeld, my priority is joke first, make a point later. If nobody laughs, sometimes I pretend the joke was a point. But I really do prioritize the joke. Even if I have a pretty good point to make, I go, you know what? Tyrus is smarter than me. He'll probably make a better point. Let me do this joke. That's what I'm here for. And I think that's where...
Bravo.
I mean, and we're on Fox News. Like, these guys are on the major networks, and they are prioritizing making political points, which it's either an echo chamber, they already agree with you, so there's no point, or they don't agree with you, and what are you going to – I don't know anybody that's like, yeah, man, I voted for Kamala Harris because Kimmel told that one joke that one time and opened my eyes. That's never happened.
Well, it's possible to have a comedian who is totally opposite your political leanings and to be very funny. You know who's a great success at it? Is Bill Maher. I love watching. That's the only reason I have HBO, by the way. I pay to see Bill Maher everything. He has common sense. He's funny. When he slams on Trump, for some reason, I don't take offense to it, because the guy is even-handed. His attacks on the Democrats, and I think Gutfeld even had Bill Maher on one time. But why Kamala Harris didn't even go on Bill Maher? It's because Bill Maher is... cuts the BS and finds humor in both sides. And that's what I love. The other talk show hosts, They're all finding the humor in Trump. That's it. And
you're 100% right. You're 100% right. We're not. I feel like on this side, we're not afraid of the truth. And I feel often that it's team logic. Bill Maher's kind of team logic. Like, there's so many times where Kamala absolutely lies to her people. And I don't think those people are dumb. I don't think she has to lie to them. I don't think anybody had to lie. But it's weird when you don't have the ammunition you need, they sort of resort to, like you just said, the editing of an answer on 60 Minutes. Just let it play.
Oh,
let it play. We're all adults. We all make mistakes. Even with Kamala on the immigration thing, which I think she should have said, yeah, Trump's policy was better. We kind of made a mistake. And I think we've all made mistakes, and we would have respected her. And people that were planning on voting for her wouldn't have gone, oh, my God, she gave credit to Trump. I think it would have been a very human moment. And people were upset that she went to the border because she hadn't gone in a long time. And, dude, I was excited. I was like, I want to hear her Mexican accent.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I got to take a break. Hold on. Just one more five-minute segment with you. I would be so indebted to you if you just stick with us, Jamie. Can you do that?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Oh, that's great. In the meantime, folks, as we go to commercials, Craig, shall we do the first five callers on these tickets?
Sure, let's do that. First five, it's the 10 o'clock show on Saturday the 13th.
There go the lights. Okay, the phones are lighting up. To see Jamie Lissau, folks, he's appearing at the Carson Nugget December 13th. And these are tickets for the 10 p.m. show. And if you miss out on that, you can buy your tickets at ccnugget.com, I believe is the website. Buy your tickets or call the box office. You have until December 13th to get your tickets for Jamie Lissau at the Carson Nugget. We're going to be back with Jamie. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:18.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John, live and local every Saturday night to noon. Congratulations to our five winners. Pairs of tickets to see Jamie Lissau, who's on the phone for one more segment with us. Jamie, where can people see your Oh, I see. Okay, I looked it up. Daddy Daughter Trip. I'm so glad it's on Prime. So today I'm going to go see it. Could you tell the folks out there about this movie? What's it about?
Yes, absolutely. So Daddy Daughter Trip was a movie me and Rob Schneider wrote when we had all of our shows canceled because of COVID. We had this full schedule, this full tour. He was doing like a week with Sandler. It was like a big year coming up. And then COVID happened and we lost all our shows and we decided to sit down and write a movie. And we ended up making a movie with Adam Sandler's wife is the star along with Rob Schneider. And John Cleese does a little, he does a nice role in the film. And then because I wrote it, they go, hey, you could be in the movie if you want to. And I have been a fan of John Cleese, and he was my dad's favorite comedian. And so I subtly gave myself the role of the guy that's friends with John Cleese in the movie. And then I even went back into the movie, and I gave me and him more lines, so I had a better chance of becoming friends with John Cleese. And then and it was wonderful, but it's a nice family movie that, yeah, it's available on Amazon Prime, and if I think it's also on Netflix Mexico. I'm not sure why I said that. I'm not sure that helps anyone. But, yes, it is on Amazon Prime, and we're real proud of it.
How did you got – I mean, this is a wild comedy, right? It's a family nice movie, but it's also a comedy. How did you get John Cleese, this fabled English actor, to be in this movie?
It's very random, but he was – we were working on another movie that what often happens with movies, they get green lit and then there's problems and then there's budget issues. And so he was in Phoenix, Arizona, working on the script of another movie that will probably come out in a couple of years. But that one was kind of halted. And we knew we were filming in Phoenix and we knew that John Cleese was in Phoenix renting a house and had 2 days off. And so we went to his house and said, do you want to do this movie? Like, here's the thing. You're already here. What do you think? And he was like, sure, why not? And so I think he would have come from England to do Daddy's Daughter Trip? I don't think so. But because we did it in his neighborhood, it really worked out for everybody. And he was amazing. Right. And he's not lost a step. That man is sharp and he's in his 80s.
I will say you generate the biggest belly laughs on Gutfeld, and I think Mr. Gutfeld realizes that very much because you're on that show. How often are you on Gutfeld?
So I was, for a while, I was doing it once a week, and then honestly, the travel from Alaska. My kids are in Alaska. My house is in Alaska. My fiance and I have a place in Boise, Idaho. And so I was kind of feeling the life balance was a little out of whack. And so now I still try to do at least three appearances, hopefully four. And it's a bit of an arbitrary scheduling. I do it like if I'm doing, you know, Carson City on December 14th, then I'm doing San Jose on the 15th. I'll do Gutfeld the Thursday and Monday around those shows. And so I kind of make it like a little Gutfeld sandwich. And so I'm coming up on my 125th appearance since the show came on the air 3 years ago. That'll be on Monday.
Yeah. You overwork a lot, man. I tell you, to go around the country comedy clubs. Is it true that audiences are different in different places? I hear that all the time about Las Vegas, that you go to Vegas and the audience is kind of jaded because they've seen the best shows in the world, and it's hard to get applause and laughter sometimes from audiences that are a little bit, they've seen too many shows. You know what I mean? Are audiences different?
Yes.
And what are they like in Carson City?
So that's a great question. Carson City, man. So it's interesting. Like, yeah, like I've done, because I live in Alaska, I've done shows in remote villages in Alaska where every single person comes to the show that lives there. Like, you can speed to the show because the cop is sitting there waiting for the show to start. Like, every single person comes, and you're the only thing going that night. And so they're all coming. And then you're right, in Vegas, they're choosing you over Carrot Top and the, you know, like the Cirque du Soleil. And so it is harder. And a lot of Vegas shows are also people that might not watch Gutfeld. They just might have been walking down the street, and they're coming in to say, a comedian. But, man, Carson City, I would say high 90% of people know who I am before I step on that stage. I don't know what is going on in Reno and Carson City, but the reason I travel so much, I'm hitting it hard, is you're talking to the least bitter comedian in the history of comedy, because for me, it took a while. Like, I did the Tonight Show in 2001 and always found success in comedy and wrote for TV shows and stuff. But what is happening now is the wildest, what people coming to see me, like I kind of didn't think it was ever going to happen. And then this Gutfeld thing, I'm just so overjoyed that people find me in Carson City. I texted my manager and I said, dude, I've never felt famous like I feel in Carson City. I walked into this casino and I'm taking pictures and, you know, kissing babies and signing autographs. I go, when can I come back here? This feels really good. And so Carson City is, I am not just saying this because I'm talking to you. It is a crazy, loud laughing, like, show. It, you know, both shows last time were just,
they let their hair down.
Incredible.
Man, I'll tell you, and that's how the Nugget gets all these big, big names, like including you. And listen, they love you because Fox in itself is very big in this area. We're basically more of a red area than a lot of places you go to. They know you. And I also have to say that Fox really promotes you. That promo you do where you're, hey, we're inside the Gutfeld studio right now. They run they run that constantly. So ask for a raise or something, man. I'll tell you, you're very popular. What's your next step? What do you want to move on to from there?
I'll tell you, I'll be totally honest with you, man. I am, if nothing ever changed, I don't need anything else besides perform. If you told me in 10 years I was doing the Nugget as part of my tour and I was doing three shows, I'd be overjoyed. Like, this is
really,
it's all I could have ever asked for. Yeah, just being able to, I got to a point about a year ago where, you know, when you're young in comedy, you get an offer to do a show and you're like, yes, I got offered to do a show. My auto reply used to be, on my email, it just used to be, I'll take it. Yes, I'll do it. Like, every show I would just say yes. Like, I was so excited to get offers. And then some point about a year ago at about 75 Gutfelds, we got to a point where we could work every single night forever. Like, we could do Monday shows, Tuesday shows, and we had to sort of look at that life balance and go, how often do we want to do shows? How often should I be working and still make sure the kids get the time and the fiance gets the time? Which, by the way, I'm very excited. I'm bringing I will tell you about a project I'm working on that I'm very excited about, and it does have a bit of a Carson City relate, or I wouldn't bring it up. But I have a new podcast, newish podcast with my fiance, who's she's a board certified physician. She's a family medicine doctor, and we do a podcast called Afraid to Ask, where we answer medical questions people might be afraid to go to their doctor and ask.
Oh,
and she answers
good.
Them honestly, and I make jokes the whole time. And every time I can bring her to a gig, like if I go, oh man, I think she'd have a good time. Like say, for instance, I'm doing Oklahoma City. I go, you know what? You can stay home this weekend. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but if I'm going to Reno outside of Tahoe, I say, hey, you're coming with me. And so my fiance, Dr. Erica from the podcast, will
be
accompanying
there.
Me to Carson City. I'm super excited.
You're going to bring her on stage?
You know, I brought her on stage for the first time last week on this Montana run. And I don't think she was mad at me, but she was not psyched. But I'm trying to do a little by little, you know, like you have a little more. I would love to bring her on stage and do a segment of the podcast live on stage if I have time and have people ask some questions and make some jokes and kind of mix it up. Because if anyone saw me at the Nugget last time, it's going to be you're not going to recognize. It's not like you're going to walk in and be like, oh, he's doing all the same jokes. It's going to be a whole new show because so much has happened. I'm engaged now, and so I don't focus
you.
On.
Thank you. We have so much in common. My wife is a retired doctor, and she's left, and I'm right, just like what you said about yourself and your fiance. So, hey, brother, thanks for taking the time with us, my friend. Do appreciate it. Can't wait for your show December 13th at the Carson Nugget, Jamie. I know you got to run, and let's talk again in the future, my friend.
Well, I love it. I really enjoy talking to you. I think it might be, could I be wrong? I think it might be the 14th, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. I think it's Saturday the 14th. I'm sure they'll go to the website and find out. But that's a cool story, man. I'm psyched for you and your lady. And if you have time to come out to the show, I'd love you to be my guest. Just let whoever know. And would love to meet you in person. And thanks for your time this afternoon.
All right, Jamie. Take care, my friend. And we'll check on
that
date. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations to the five winners, too. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1131.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's go to the phones. Dave calling Carson City. Hey, Dave, 884-9910. I'm glad you called.
Hey, belated happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Anyway, some of the university names from Southern California. Yeah, you guys were talking about USC.
Yeah, I got to remind folks, somebody called up, and I use a little shorthand sometimes, and I say UNR, and also I've been conditioned because I lived for 10 years in Las Vegas, and they do not consider, they're the University of Nevada, right? Even though they're not the original, they're bigger than us, so they're the real. So I do shorthand it a lot. I say UNR. I know it irritates a lot of people, but then again, you mentioned California. People say USC, right?
University of Spoiled Children. And then there's UCLA, which is upperclassmen or underclassmen lounging around. And then up in Santa Barbara is upperclassmen or underclassmen, the UC system, surfing at the beach.
Oh, my gosh. You put some thought into this, my friend. I'm going to remember those. Good reference.
Yeah, because Santa Barbara was known for some of the surf up there, or down there, rather.
Yeah, they got the beach, darn it.
Yeah, Pasadena City College. Yeah, some of us used to call it the University of Colorado Boulevard because it was located on Colorado in Pasadena. So, it's the University of Colorado Boulevard.
Gosh, you remind me of a friend who takes every single collection of initials at like a company, like Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn is IHG, but whatever he sees a couple of capital letters representing someplace, he already makes up something hilarious. out of those letters.
Oh, don't even try and get started with NASA.
KK.
NASA okay. has like 10,000 acronyms.
Oh, like what? Yeah. I haven't heard those, Craig.
Well, let's see. NASA itself is an acronym.
Well, I'm thinking like what they do with Ford. Poor Ford, fixed or repaired daily. And they have the same thing for GMC. I forgot what that is.
My favorite Ford one was found on road dead.
Found on road dead, yes.
Fiat. Yeah, fix it again, Tony.
I remember that. That just about killed that company in the U.S., I think, just by saying that.
Dodge drops oil, drops grease everywhere.
No, I haven't heard that one. Very good, my friend.
A friend and I used to kick that one around quite a bit. In several A, can hear every valve rattling on long extended trips.
Oh, you're brilliant. You should be doing the radio show. What the heck? Dave, thanks.
Someday. It's twisted humor. Okay.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. Yeah, we went to dinner at St. Peter's Episcopal Church here in Carson City. And nice. My wife doesn't really do a whole lot of cooking anymore. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it was nice to take a break.
All right, my friend. You don't be a stranger. Call back anytime, my friend.
I will.
Okay, take care. 884-9910, number to call. Just got a message. These notifications on the phone, I call these notifications the devil's doorbell, and the devil's doorbell just rang. I thought it was important. It's a text from Renown. Hey, how did we do? Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment a couple of days ago. How did we do? Fill out our survey. And you know what? Everybody sends me these things. How did we do? Fill out our survey. Famous Dave's does. BJ's. Holiday Inn. The Death Valley Hotel we were at. McDonald's. Starbucks. Grocery Outlet. P.F. Chang's. Those are the ones that every time I go there, they want to know, how was your lunch? And, they were all fine. But if you're, and I learned this because there was one corporate experience that was not fine. And if you're brutally honest on these surveys and you had an issue and you detail it, because that's what they're asking for, right? I mean, if they say on a scale of 1 to 10, how was it, and you pick 3, then the next page that comes up is tell us all about your problems. And you think you're talking to the company. You're not. You're talking to some research company that the company hired, and you get fooled because you think if you're filling out this complaint with your specific issue that the company's going to contact you or something, but it just goes out into thin air. And so I don't bother with these surveys anymore. They don't, they won't react to them, whatever you say. They just want the score. And not only that, you're doing what I consider, you're doing free research for the company instead of them hiring research on their own. So I don't know. I just brought it up because I just got that devil's doorbell text from Renown. By the way, Renown, it was all okay. It was all right. I'm not going to tell you what went wrong. I'm keeping to myself. Yeah, in the information, especially personal information, belongs to us. And if we do have an issue, we wish there was somebody there who would actually listen and respond. But they're too busy. I'm going to take our final break here. I have just one more segment. If you have a call or a subject about anything, give us a ring. This is the time to do it, and you will be next. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:44.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Good morning, Northern Nevada. How was your week? Was the turkey moist? Is the gravy good? Did Cousin Amy keep her cool? I'm John Potter. The Weekend is the name of the show. And yes, it is live and local each and every Saturday from 9 to noon. It has been a good week. Thanksgiving, usually 90% of the time, a great experience. We had a great experience. We were invited by our hair person to have a great meal with some other guests and the one and only homemade cranberry sauce that actually was outstanding. You know, I'm old-fashioned. I just like the cranberry in the can with the ridges, you know, in the gel. And the ridges are for your pleasure, folks. But I had a great week. Too bad the Raiders spoiled it. Ridiculous game on Friday. Yeah, Friday, and they just blew it. And I've seen this happen before with my cherished Buffalo Bills. They were experts at now they're great now, but I'm suspicious because they get your hopes up high, and then there's a huge disappointment sometimes during Super Bowl that what happened to this team. But I've tried so much to be a Raiders fan. I'm sorry, I'm giving up. I just can't do it. It's a bad Friday, and it started with us. The game was on too early, so we didn't watch it on Prime. But the NFL Network always reruns games much later. And so we were all excited to see the Raiders play the Chiefs. And the schedule, the NFL Network and Spectrum schedule said the game is going to be played at 4 o'clock on the NFL Network. And we know the NFL Network. You can't turn on that TV at 3:59. Because you will see them talk about the game you're about to see and what the final score was. Why they do that, I don't know. They've done it for years. As a matter of fact, the game we saw on NFL Network was great up until in the middle of the game, the bottom crawl on the screen came up with the final score. So anyway, we were careful. We turned on NFL Network at a minute after 4, and what do we see? Andy Reid talking about how the Chiefs beat the Raiders. But it was close. The score was close. So we watched it. And the last play is just totally unacceptable. And if I had paid money for, I would have wanted my money back. That was just horrendous. Black Friday was a little different, I thought. You know, we're past the age of where we line up at 4 o'clock in the morning outside Kohl's. I had neighbors that did that. Years ago, they took their pickup truck and they drove out, and she went to wait in line at Toys R Us. You know, Toys R Us was very big on Black Friday, and he would wait at Kohl's. And 3 hours later, they came back with that truck just stuffed with three coffee makers and all this kind of stuff. The difference is now that I don't think it's so much people are buying online. I think it's the fact that there were not any really big deals out there. I had a little bit of money and I was ready to splurge, but I just could not find the good deals. I shopped Costco online. I think they have probably the better values, even though the Black Friday deals were like just, 20% off on Amazon and other places. One thing is now Black Friday isn't just Friday. I think it started Wednesday a lot of places, and I think Amazon and Costco say their Black Friday is going to last till December 2nd. But here's what I bought on sale from Costco online Black Friday. These four great deals. I swear to God, this is what is being delivered to me probably today. My Black Friday bargains: a 20-pound bag of healthy weight cat food, 2 containers of Cascade dishwasher pods, 3 containers of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and 2 large bottles of olive oil. And I know that sounds incredibly sad, and like I am such a boring, domesticated old white guy to have those as my Black Friday buys. I used to buy snappy clothes and fun things. Fancy watches and cool electrical recording things that are already outdated. So, but hey, I'm perfectly happy with the cat food and dishwasher pods. Yeah, that's me, Mr. Excitement. So how was your Thanksgiving as we got the final 5 minutes here? And how was your Black Friday experience, which is still going on? Always welcome to hear. And anything else that is going on with you folks? Usually when I ask how was your Thanksgiving, I get a lot of funny stories. Not this time. Like I said, I'm pretty boring. Craig, who are the winners, our five winners to go see Jamie Lissau?
Well, let's see.
Oh, by the way, the date was
Saturday the 14th, not the 13th, not okay. Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th.
Yeah, that's a bad luck date for a comedian.
Would be Friday the 13th? That's always been a lucky day for me. But no, Saturday the 14th, 10 p.m. show. We've got William, Joshua, Kelly, Brian, and Steven.
That's great. Boy, that's busy taking all those calls. All right. I'm out of stuff to talk about. Do we have any records? No, we don't.
No, not even a cart machine in here. Oh, wait, people don't know what a cart machine is.
Isn't that sad? All the money I've spent on stuff that a mini disc. What do you do with a mini disc right now, you know?
Well, I was into data storage for a while, and you know there was a thing called a zip drive. You know, it was about the size of a 2.5-inch floppy, but it was a hardcover. That lasted maybe 5 years, 7 at the most.
Yeah, well, when I was at the other station, we used what was called a DAT tape. Remember the DAT?
Yeah. They look like a little tape for the original small form factor video cameras is what.
Right, but it was all digital, and we assumed that nothing could be more hip or new or modern than this because it was digital. And now that's in the junkyard too. Yeah. So, all right. Let me see what else. I guess you heard the Farm Bureau and the White House were crowing about how the Thanksgiving dinner for 10 cost only $58, which is 9% less from the 2022 high of $64. There's just no credibility in press releases anymore. Nowhere near. Who got $58 Thanksgiving for 10? My goodness, I just don't buy it.
I can't make my pot of chili for less than 50.
I know. I spent that much in pies. I can't be sure because I wasn't there, but I was told that the Reno Costco ran out of turkeys on Wednesday. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of great deals on turkeys. So I will say that turkeys, I don't remember specials like these, where if you go to Winco and spend $75, you get a free turkey. Is that right? I know Grocery Outlet, if you spend, I forgot how much, it was around that, or maybe $35. If you spend that much, you get a turkey for $3.99. And you have all the people in the turkey bin there trying to find the heaviest one. Because it's all priced the same, and by the time you get to it, it's like the 11-pound turkey. No, it's got to be 13-pound turkey. Like I said, 1 year I had a turkey that weighed 180 pounds and had a tattoo and rode around the front yard on a Harley. I made that part up, by the way. Okay. All right, well, thanks for listening in, folks. I'm going to make an effort to have a few more guests on the show. Is that okay, Craig?
Well, certainly.
It's an endurance test to listen to me go on for 3 hours. It really is. So, yeah, and if you folks have any suggestions for guests or you'd like to be on the show, you're more than welcome to contact us, or you can contact me personally, my email, renoman47@yahoo.com. That's my personal email. The podcast, too, at 991fmtalk.com. And Craig is going to put the podcast, too. The show is stored as a podcast after I get out of here, but we're going to try to put those on the app, too, the 91.1 FM Talk app, which, Craig, I'm finally going to load into my phone today.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening, folks, and I'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you got a full minute left to go.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, a full minute and 18 seconds. Hey, I just wanted to say, for Kathy not wanting to be on the radio, she did great last week. She did a great job. She's your new co-host, by the way. We just hired her.
You were there. I had to really work to convince her to get in front of that microphone. I mean, she's anybody else. They don't want to go on the radio.
But as soon as they get in front of it, they're hooked.
Yes, I know. It's addictive. A star is born. Well, I'll tell her that. I did see a couple of texts from people saying, John and Kathy show. Yeah, let's have a John and Kathy show. I don't think you really want to hear that, folks. Especially when she has MSNBC on the big screen. It's a different picture. All right, I'm through. Thanks. It was great talking to y'all. Talk to you next Saturday, 9 to noon. It's Life and Local with me, John Potter, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58. See ya.